$3.99 a minute. Written by Bi Felicia and read by Shakespeare Stolmeyer Owl.
The 24th Key.
Nonny.
Katie Hart.
Wilfried 0815.
Apple Suffering.
The phone sex operator are you that only one person asked for.
You want me to what?
Andrea arches an eyebrow at Kara.
I think I was fairly clear. Besides, you said you didn't want to work the fashion beat again. So here, a compromise. An expose series, like you wanted, but one that's interesting and relevant, like I wanted.
Kara's jaw flexes as she tries to rein in her temper.
This isn't what I meant, and you know it!
Andrea's amusement slips and her face turns stony.
Are you arguing with me? Again?
No.
Kara grits out.
I'd love to write a series on sex work. Sounds like a dream.
That'll be all, Miss Danvers. I'll expect the first draft of your first article in my inbox by Monday.
Taking the dismissal for what it is, Kara grumbles, quietly to her credit, packing up her bag and leaving the glass-walled office in what could politely be called a huff. She reaches her own office in a few long strides, slapping her hands down on the desk in frustration. Nia pokes her head in hesitantly.
Am I interrupting your post-boss freakout?
Yes.
Kara snarks, offering her protege a wan smile and nodding her into the office.
So what is it this time? Covering the hottest tween fashions? Reviving the whale tail? Finally getting to the bottom of why all boys go through a tragic long hair phase at 13?
Kara snorts, dropping into her chair.
Somehow, actually, worse.
Worse than the series you had to do on iconic 90s boy band fashions?
Hey, that one was my idea.
Yeah, you need to keep that to yourself.
Kara laughs.
You're a jerk. What did you want?
Oh, so I'm almost done with that piece on fast fashion, but I'm stuck on this bit here.
She turns her tablet around and points to the section she means.
It's not bad, I don't think, but the wording is kinda...
clunky, yeah. Okay, I'd take that bit out. It doesn't add anything to it, and kinda wrecks the flow. And then instead of trying to write it out, like, maybe put one of your hashtag relatable memes?
Nia considers this, examining her work.
I did see a funny one earlier. Okay, yeah. Thanks, boss.
Kara grins tiredly up at her.
No problem. Send it over when you wrap it.
Duh.
Nia skips her way over to the door before pausing with a grin.
Also, don't think I didn't notice you saying the word hashtag unironically, Grandma.
Get out!
Kara groans with a laugh.
Fine, fine. Oh hey, what did the wicked bitch of the West want you on anyway?
Kara sighs, her good mood instantly evaporating.
You really don't want to know.
Lefer, hi, Rollo.
Lena sighs, yawning and running a hand through her hair as she sits up more fully.
Is this another high roller that'll stay on the phone exactly long enough to hear me breathe, loudly orgasm, and then hang up? Because I have to say, that doesn't really pay my bills.
Like you have to worry about that.
Whatever. Give me a sec, then put him through.
Lena drawls, setting back into her chair and pausing the movie she's been halfway paying attention to for the last hour, checking to make sure that she has water on hand. Talking for a while can give you cotton mouth like a motherfucker. She accepts the waiting call. She drops her voice so it's slow and sultry, practically purring.
Hey, big boy.
There's a long silence, followed by an awkward, very feminine cough.
Hi?
Lena's brow quirks. In the 2 years she's been working this job, she's yet to have a female customer. Until now.
Sorry, babe. How are you doing tonight?
Hey. Hi. Hello there. I sort of have no idea what I'm doing.
Lena chuckles slowly.
Scared little rabbit. What can I help you with, hot stuff?
I'm Kara.
Hi, Kara.
So I don't really... This is going to sound super weird, but...
Honey, I promise, whatever you're about to say, I've heard weirder, okay? Don't worry.
Lena soothes.
What? No. No, not like... I'm a reporter.
Lena actually finds herself stumped.
You're a reporter?
Yeah, and my boss wants me to do a series on different types of sex work, and so I wanted to sort of dip my toe in it, you know?
Lena smirks.
Kinky.
A muffled...
Eve?
Followed by...
That's not what I meant, and you know it. It's... That's a very normal phrase.
So, Kara the reporter, what can I help you with?
I was sort of hoping to interview you.
Lena's guard is instantly up. She may not be in contact with her father's family anymore, but she knows well enough to be wary when reporters start sniffing around.
Oh, why me?
I told them to have me talk to someone smart.
Kara chuckles. She has a nice laugh.
Well, well, lucky me.
Lena draws.
You understand I'm still going to charge you, regardless.
Go for it. It's for work, so it gets expensed to the magazine anyway.
Which magazine?
Catco.
Your CEO and I went to school together. I ought to charge you double.
Triple. Can't stand her.
Lena actually laughs loudly at this.
Oh, vindictive. I like it.
So, is that a yes?
Sure, why not? Better than listen to some dad-aged guy breathe heavily into my ear for 2 minutes.
Ugh, sorry. I'm not trying to judge, just... That sounds less than ideal.
Lena shrugs.
Facts are facts, babe. What are your questions?
Okay. First, are you okay with me recording this conversation?
I suppose.
Great. And what should I call you?
Lena smirks.
Baby, you can call me whatever you want.
A loud cough.
Could you be more specific, please?
Lena laughs at the clear awkwardness Kara the reporter is experiencing.
Okay, sorry. You're changing the names for your article?
If you want.
I do. I'm Lena.
Pretty name.
Kara observes absently, keys clacking softly in the background.
How long have you been doing oral sex work?
Having phone sex? Since high school?
Lena teases. At Kara's loud groan, she relents.
All right, sorry. I've been operating as an oral sex worker for almost 2 years.
Okay. How did you start?
Well, like anyone with a strange job, it was done mostly to spite my parents.
At Kara's loud bark of laughter, Lena grins.
I got kicked out and cut off a few years ago. And unfortunately, I was only halfway through my degree with no practical skills to speak of, so I saw an ad for voice acting, which had always seemed like an interesting job.
Voice acting?
That's essentially what it is.
Lena agrees.
I mean, yeah, that makes total sense. And you do have a great voice, so I could totally see you doing that. Well, here, I guess.
Lena chuckles.
Thank you. I was a little confused when I went in for my interview, though. Almost walked out when I realized what was going on.
I bet. So, obviously, you stuck it out.
I did.
Lena agrees.
It's pretty easy. I set my own hours, and honestly, the money is great.
There's more typing.
Okay. Is that what drew you to this profession? The freedom, the money?
Sort of. I'd say it was more like the eviction notice is what drew my attention.
Lena chuckles.
But once I finished my degree, I realized I wanted to go into grad school, so I just kept it up.
How's school going? Do you think your work has any effect on your education?
No, I don't. If anything, the fact that I do choose my own hours makes my life a lot easier. I'm not confined to a schedule or stuck doing busy work at a job I hate. I'm a contract worker, so I get to work from home. And the fact that I'm graduating summa cum laude from one of the best schools in the US in 3 months, debt-free, is a nice plus.
Wow, good for you. Okay, so what's a typical workday for you?
All right, well, like I said, I'm in school all morning and into the afternoon. I'll typically come home, do whatever reading I need to, homework, etc., make myself dinner, and crash out for a while. Usually I wake up at 1:30, 2. That's when the calls come in.
So your sleep schedule is...
shot to hell, yeah.
Lena laughs.
You're lucky you caught me. I was just about to crash for a few hours, and I don't usually work early hours like this. But the nice thing is that it's really just a few hours, so I usually get to go back to sleep for a while before I get ready for class.
What's a typical call for you?
That depends on who's on the other line. Some guys are, quick triggers. Other ones want me to talk a lot, lay out specific roles and scenarios they want me to fulfill.
Have you come across any role plays or scenarios you are uncomfortable with?
Well, yeah.
Lena laughs.
That's part of the job. There are a few that, legally, we aren't allowed to roleplay for them. Not that I would anyway. Even I have a threshold for weird.
Such as?
Lena huffs.
Pretending to be an animal, a family member, things like that.
Kara the reporter clears her throat.
Oh.
Yeah. That comes up more often than you'd think, unfortunately. When it happens, we kind of have to, like, steer them in a different direction or hang up. Other guys honestly just want someone to talk to. A stranger who won't judge or doesn't have any room to, I guess. I've had lots of people call and talk to me about things, ask for advice on how to approach kinks or ones with their wives and girlfriends.
Huh. I wouldn't have thought of that.
Me either, when I started. And don't get me wrong, most of these guys do call to get off, but it's different than I thought it'd be.
The clack-clack-clack of Kara's keyboard is rapid.
What's the weirdest call you've ever gotten?
You mean, besides this one?
That's fair.
Lena laughs.
All right, let's see. There was the guy who had me recite his ex-girlfriend's poetry. She's one of those Instagram poets. Pretty good, actually. But yeah, I'd just, like, scroll through and read whatever, and he'd go crazy for it. One guy wanted me to roleplay as an opera singer, and he got, like, very into it until he wanted me to sing Can't Carry Tune If You Give Me a Bucket. He got really upset and hung up.
Kara laughs loudly at that.
That's hilarious and very weird.
I aim to please.
Lena drawls with a smile.
Out of curiosity, how many questions do you have left?
28?
Lena lets out a laughing groan.
Kara.
Sorry. At least you're making some easy money. Triple rate, right?
True. All right, babe. Shoot.
Do your friends or family know what you do for a living? And has it had an impact on any of your relationships?
They don't. I'm not ashamed, but I do understand that there's a stigma, and I really have no desire to be in that position. And with the field I'm planning to go into professionally, it'd be a bit of a bad look. It's enough of a sausage fest as it is, you know? I don't really relish the idea of giving them any more ammunition. And as I said, I don't really keep in touch with my father's family.
Do you think you'd have chosen to do something else, given the chance?
Well, I mean, yeah.
Lena laughs.
This is no one's first choice, but it's okay enough for now.
Do you like your job?
Well enough.
Lena shrugs.
It pays the bills.
Do you think that's true of everyone who does oral sex work?
No, but I'm very, very good at my job, Kara.
I don't doubt that.
She murmurs. Lena smirks and quirks a brow, but chooses to remain quiet.
How many left?
8.
I have an idea. I want to ask you questions too.
Me? Why?
Turnabout's fair play and all that jazz?
Lena shrugs.
Come on, humor me here. I've been talking about myself for almost an hour. By the way, thanks for single-handedly paying my utilities this month.
All right, fine.
Great. Why'd you become a reporter?
I want to change people's minds, and I want to teach and help people on a large scale. It's easier to do that when you have a platform. Do you have any anxieties for your future or your ability to adapt to a more traditional job when you finish school?
No, not really. I mean, obviously, I wouldn't love it if it ever got out what I did to work my way through school, so...
It won't. At least not for me.
Lena hums.
Do you like your job?
Usually.
Kara huffs before laughing.
I wasn't super enthused about this assignment, but it's I think it has a lot more potential than I realized. Has working this job made you reevaluate or confront any biases you have?
Absolutely.
Lena agrees.
I grew up in a very conservative household. Very cold, old money. We don't talk about things like that, you know? I can't even imagine my stepmother's face.
Do you regret the distance you have from them?
Lena's mouth quirks.
It's my turn to ask a question, Kara.
Oh, yeah, sorry. It totally is. Are you sweaty? I'm sweaty.
Am I making you nervous, Kara?
Lena purrs.
Stop that! And... I don't know. Yes. I guess I'm just not used to being interviewed.
Kara laughs.
Plus, I have a date in a little while, and I'm nervous about that. Have you dated at all since you started in this line of work?
No. Most people aren't very understanding about all of this. It's easier to just hold off until I have a more legit job, and this whole thing can be just a funny story. Why are you nervous about your date?
So, it's someone I work with, and we flirt a lot, and so we sort of decided to give it an actual go, and honestly, I'm super nervous. I haven't been on a date in forever. I'm kind of tempted to cancel it.
Don't. Just relax, and you're probably great in real life. I've enjoyed this, sort of.
Reviews are out.
Kara laughs, and Lena can hear the nerves in her voice now that she's listening for it.
I'm almost ready and still debating calling it off.
What are you wearing?
Lena asks. When Kara sucks in a loud breath, Lena's eyes widen as she replays what she just said and how she said it.
Oh, no, not like, I was just...
It's fine.
Kara assures her with a shaky laugh.
I wasn't expecting that, is all. That was... you probably are really good at your job, huh?
Lena chuckles, suddenly nervous herself.
I like to think so. Always been an overachiever.
Kara laughs.
Sorry, I made that much weirder than it needed to be. God, if I'm acting this way with you, I'm going to be an actual disaster on the stage. Maybe I should cancel.
An idea occurs to Lena, then. A very, very stupid idea.
I could help you relax.
Oh yeah? How?
Kara.
Lena says, pitching her voice low and dark.
Would you like me to help you relax?
There's a solid 30 seconds of dead silence before.
What?
Kara, I'm very good at getting people to... let go, as it were. Would you like for me to help you do that?
Another long beat of silence.
How?
Lena grins, sitting up straight on her couch.
Just talking.
She soothes.
Talking?
Talking. I mean, after all...
She muses.
You're already paying me, right? May as well get your money's worth.
Technically, Katko is paying for...
Kara, I can't think of a better way to waste Andrea Rojas' money, can you?
No.
So, do you want me to help you relax? Because, baby, you seem very stressed about this date. Wouldn't it be better to be clear-headed and calm?
Yeah, that makes sense.
And I mean, isn't it best to check the validity of your sources? It's better to know whether or not I'm full of shit, right? Better to know how good I am.
I'm not sure if that's what that means.
Do you care?
No, but I don't know if I could by myself on the phone.
Lena smirks.
Who said you'd be by yourself?
Jesus.
Lena smirks widens.
So is that a yes? You want me to help you relax?
A heavy sigh.
Yes, please.
Excellent. So, Kara, what are you wearing?
A dress? It's a new one. My sister says blue is my color, so...
I bet it is, babe. How are you feeling?
Right now? warm?
Kara laughs.
Kinda weird.
Don't. Just focus on me. Where are your hands?
On my desk.
A thought occurs to Lena.
Kara, are you at your office?
Maybe.
Lena grins.
Does your door have a lock?
Yes. I mean, yeah.
Go lock the door.
There's a scuffle shuffle noise and then quiet.
Kara?
Yeah?
Take off your dress. Slowly. We don't want to mess it up, right?
You're very confident, aren't you?
More shuffling.
Like I said, I'm really good at my job. Is it off?
Yep. Yeah, wow, I'm in my underwear. In my office. At work. This is so stupid. I can't believe I'm doing this.
Are you worried that someone will see you?
Lena asks. Hearing the slight hitch in Kara's breathing, she smirks.
Or maybe you want them to.
A steady, measured breath.
Pretty sure I don't.
It's okay if you do.
Lena draws.
It's kind of a thrill, isn't it? Knowing you could get caught.
Kara's breath catches again.
Gotcha. So, Kara, what are you wearing?
A half laugh.
Almost nothing?
Good.
Lena pulls her old crew neck sweatshirt over her head.
Do you want to know what I'm wearing, Kara?
Yes.
Lena grins and slips her joggers down her legs, kicking them under her coffee table and settling cross-legged on the couch.
Almost nothing.
How do I know you're not just saying that?
How do I know you're not?
Lena asks lightly.
Just go with it. Besides, if you thought I was a liar, you probably wouldn't use me for that article you're writing, would you?
Right. Hey, I have, am I supposed to talk too?
You can do whatever you want, Kara. I'm here for you.
Oh.
She seems stumped for a minute.
God. I've never actually done this, and yeah, I feel like I'm going up against a pro.
Lena chuckles.
You're not wrong, but I'll make it easy. Your hands are my hands. Do what you want me to do to you. Just follow my lead to get started, and we'll go from there, okay?
Yeah.
What do you want me to do to you?
A sharp inhale, gusty exhale.
I want you to touch me.
I am. I'm right behind you, taking off your bra, running my fingers down your sides, across your stomach, back up again to your chest. Can you feel it?
Yeah. Shit, yeah. I can.
Where do you want me to touch you?
Lena asks, low and slow.
My chest.
Still a little nervous. Slide your hands, slowly. One up to your breasts, one down to your stomach. Play with your nipples, and don't be afraid to be a little rough. This is a dirty tryst in your office, after all.
Jesus.
Kara groans.
I should probably sit down before I, you know, fall over.
Sit on the edge of your desk, so your legs hang over. Are you still wearing underwear?
You didn't tell me to take them off. Should I?
No, that's good. Leave them on. I want you to know, I want you to remember, for the rest of the day, what I did to you in your office, Kara.
God.
No, Lena, but I do respond to that.
Lena quips.
Where are your hands?
One is... I'm playing, like you said.
And where's the other one?
I'm teasing myself, just, like, barely.
Sharp gasp.
Touching myself, my clit. God, I'm wet. I'm so wet. I can barely feel my fingers and my...
A thought seems to occur to her.
Where are your hands?
Lena grins.
Where do you want them to be?
Match me? I don't care if it's weird. I want to hear you too.
Now you're getting it.
Lena chuckles, slipping one hand low and plucking and pulling at a pierced nipple with the other.
How are you feeling?
Horny,
Kara says, teasing and almost impatient.
Be patient. It's always better if you're patient, baby.
Lena croons, swiping lower, surprised when she feels just how wet she is.
Okay. But I really want to.
You want to what? You have to tell me what you want. We have to match, remember?
A whine, high in Kara's throat.
God, I want to feel you. I want you to...
A growl.
I want you inside, Lena. Please. God, please,
How many fingers do you think you can take?
Lena asks, sliding her fingers through her own considerable wetness, rubbing teasingly over her clit as she allows herself to get into it.
I'd rather be on my knees, Kara. On my knees in front of you and driving you crazy.
You're managing that part just fine.
Kara groans.
How about two fingers? Start with two. And remember, you're at work, Kara. You have to stay quiet, or someone might hear you.
Kara's high, breathy moan is all the answer Lena gets, and the unmistakable sound of Kara's fingers working into her. Lena shudders slightly, following her own instructions and chasing the steady, surprising, torturous tightening low in her hips. She shifts a bit, grinding her palm over her clit as she drags her fingers out slowly, dancing them over the rigid flesh inside her. She can hear Kara picking up the pace, fingers moving faster and faster, harder.
More?
God, yes, please. I need...
Okay, three. I can hear how wet you are, Kara. Can you hear me?
Lena asks, allowing a high, breathy catch in her voice. A break in the rhythm and a loud moan.
Oh, fuck!
Lena's smirk widens into a delighted grin.
Do you like that? Me telling you how wet you are and how good you sound? Because I can hear it. I bet even with three, you're sliding in and out like silk, aren't you? You sound so good.
Kara bites out a high whimper, and Lena picks up the pace.
God, I can barely keep my fingers where I want them. You've got me so wet, Kara.
Sharp inhale, high-pitched whine.
Oh my God! God, Lena!
And something about hearing the almost desperate rasp in Kara's voice, the way she gasps Lena's name, sends Lena higher.
Are you getting close? Because I know I am. God, I'm gonna be wrecked, Kara.
Fuck. Yeah, I am. I need to...
Need to what?
I need to come.
She grunts, voice strained.
Please, God, I wish...
You wish what?
I wish you were actually here.
Kara pants.
I wish you were here on your knees in front of my desk like you said. Fuck. I wish it was you. Your fingers. God. Your mouth on me. But you look so pretty.
I do too.
Lena hums. And for once, she actually means it. As she chases and chases after that feeling. Needing it so bad it's almost painful.
I wish I was there to see you. Hear you. Feel you. Taste you. I bet you taste so fucking good, babe.
She hears Kara let out a muffled shout that sounds suspiciously like...
Lena!
And with a few more frantic swipes, Lena comes, hard and loud. Her sharp cry ringing in the living room of her apartment as her body snaps taut before going slack. There's nothing but heavy panting on both ends for a moment before Kara breathes out in awe.
Wow.
Lena laughs, a little breathless as her chest heaves.
Good.
I've had actual sex that wasn't like that.
Kara laughs, and the apprehension and nervousness is gone from her voice.
Like, physically done sex with another human person, but that... Did you hypnotize me or something? How did you even do that? I legit felt you. Like, what?
She groans.
I don't smoke ever, but I feel like I need a cigarette right now. What did you do to me?
Lena flops over onto her back, grinning lazily.
I'm pretty sure I told you that I was good at my job.
My apologies for doubting you.
Accepted.
So, what's the protocol here? Do I, like, hang up? Do we be quiet? Am I supposed to give you a high five?
Lena laughs, loud and languid, as she stretches across the couch contentedly.
I'm a high five, really?
When Kara just laughs in return, she rolls her eyes fondly.
Usually, people will hang up right after. Some people say thank you. No high fives as yet.
What about reporters you seduced over the phone?
Oh, them. Those guys always tip $50.
Really?
Yep. Some weird union rule or something.
Lena muses, grinning when Kara barks a laugh.
Did you need anything else for your article?
Oh, hang on, let me check.
There's a shuffle and the keyboard click clacks. Kara clears her throat.
Okay,
She coughs, loud and unconvincing.
Do you personally see the appeal in phone sex over, say, FaceTime or Skype or similar?
Lena snorts, devolving into a full belly laugh when Kara starts cracking up, too.
Do I personally see the appeal of having phone sex? I'd have to say yes, or I'm starting to anyway.
Why?
It's more creative, more a cerebral experience. It's a lot easier to explore fantasies when everything is pretend, you know?
Yeah, I'd have to agree with that assessment.
Glad you came around. Anything else you need?
Nope. Anything else I can either leave out or just, you know, get from context.
Lena is oddly disappointed.
Oh. Okay, well, I hope I was helpful.
Kara snorts, and Lena can hear the sound of fabric rustling.
She must be getting redressed.
You were very helpful, for sure. Thank you for your time, and for the other stuff, too. You were right. I feel a lot better now. More relaxed.
Of course. It was nice talking to you. Talking to you, bossing you around, listening to you come.
You too, Lena. And hey, good luck with school.
Thanks. Good luck on your date tonight. And with the article. I'll keep an eye out for it.
Thank you. Bye, Lena.
Hey, make sure you delete that one part that you were recording when we were, you know.
Kara sighs.
But that was my favorite part.
She says playfully.
Mine too. And you can't see it, but I just tried to wink and utterly failed, so...
Lena can almost hear Kara smile.
Cute. Bye, Lena.
Bye, Kara.
Lufo, you got requested.
Her brow furrows.
I did. I don't have any regulars today.
I'm just telling you that you were requested. Yes or no?
Yeah, sure.
She shifts into a more comfortable position. When the line clicks, she uses her typical work voice to drawl.
How are you today, hot stuff?
This is Lena, right?
Who's asking?
Oh, gosh, sorry. It's Kara. I worked on a story a week or so ago.
Lena's frown clears and face splits into a grin.
Hey, stranger.
Hi. How are you?
I'm great, actually. Just wrapping one of my semester projects for school, and then vegging out for a few days. But how are you? How'd your date go?
It was okay, I guess. Honestly, it was kind of awkward. I think it was one of those situations where it's fun to flirt at work because it's, like, bad or whatever. Hey, shut up! Stop laughing! But in practice, it's just super awkward, you know? Like, I felt like we were at a work meeting. Work flirting doesn't work very well on a date.
Aw, that's too bad. Sorry to hear it, babe. So, do you have more questions for me?
Yeah. Sorta?
Lena's brow quirks.
Sorta?
Kara blows out a breath, steeling herself before she blurts.
Can I have your number?
Lena blinks.
Pardon?
Right. Sorry, that was inappropriate and unethical, probably, and just generally very uncool. Forget I asked...
Do you have a pen?
Yes.
Good. Write down this number, then call me back in 2 minutes.
Why?
Lena rolls her eyes.
So I can get off the clock, as it were.
Oh, I don't mind. It's not...
I mind. 2 minutes.
Okay.
Oh, hey, Kara.
Yeah?
I'm really glad you called.
Lena can hear the smile in her voice as she says,
So am I.
For a few years afterwards, people ask how they met, how they seem so in tune and have such a strong affinity for what the other wants or needs. And Kara and Lena always just look at each other, smiling the sly smiles they get whenever anyone asks. And they tell them they met through work. That the key is strong communication, trust, and lots of phone sex. Though people usually laugh off the last as a joke. Kara and Lena are content to let them.
The end.
That was so good.
Oh, Noni.
I love you so much.
Sorry, what?
I love being Kara so much.
Yes.
It was really, so really, really good.
Such a good chemistry together.
Perfect.
Yeah. The format worked so well.
Yeah.
The dialogue worked so well from Perfect, obviously.
Yeah.
It's really, really cool. I mean, I've known the story for years, and the author doesn't have blanket permission, and I think I asked on AO3 4 years ago, something like that. And then just now for EPF, I was going through my bookmarks and saw it again. And I was like, okay, I know the author on Tumblr. I'm going to ask again. Yes, and it's so good for Potfic.
Yes, it is. It was so cute.
Really? There's actually a second story or another story in the Supercop fandom where Lena's also a sex worker or like phone sex. But it's not quite as explicit, but funnier. It's a lot because like Kara's friends are always chiming in. But also I think like over 10k words.
Okay. Yeah.
So not a pitch next year.
not a pitch next year. But yeah, I'm so glad we got to do it. That was so fun. Good job. Incredible.
Kinky.
A muffled.
Sorry. It's adorable.
What are you wearing?
Lena asks. When Kara sucks in a loud breath, Lena's eyes widen as she replays what she just said and how she said it.
Okay, then I have to say it differently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you wearing?
The end.